Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE. That means time once again for another edition of Life in the Sandbox. And my guest, of course, is Mr. Ron Price. We've switched back to our traditional roles this week, so good to see you here.
That's right. Yeah. I was the host last week, and that was not comfortable. I'll tell you, it messed you up. I had to go into therapy for that. Where should I send you the bill?
Wow. Okay. Please do. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we're back.
We're back.
In a proper scheme of things.
Proper scheme, proper roles, proper seats even. You got it.
Exactly.
You got
it.
So what should we talk about today, Scott?
This week we're talking about joy.
We are talking about joy. I came across a book recently.
It'll be backwards.
Oh, it'll be backwards.
The Four Habits of Joy-Filled People is what it says.
That's exactly what it was by Warner and Kersey. And I showed Scott, I don't know if I can show you or not, how many pages are
the dog-eared.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried dog-earing the pages on my Kindle, but I broke the tablet, so it didn't work.
Yeah.
Sorry, bad joke. Some people like the Kindle and the electronic digital reading. That's fine. To each their own. I like the paperbacks where you can really mark them up and dog-ear them. But I've been intrigued by this book. Scott, I'll put you on the spot with an easy question.
All right.
But actually, I just want your opinion.
Sure.
Joy and happiness, are they the same?
Ooh. Interesting.
Yes.
Joy and happiness, are they the same?
Yes.
I would say not quite.
Okay, and how would you differentiate between the two?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me a follow-up question, but you have. joy and happiness. I would think that happiness is a more longer-term feeling. Maybe that you can have happiness for a longer time and maybe spouts or little inputs of joy from time to time.
And you could be, and I think many people would agree with that assessment. I don't think it's a fact, one or the other. I would go the opposite way, though, myself. I think happiness is tied externally. It's tied to events or circumstances that come and go.
Okay.
Joy, on the other hand, is a realization, you know what, I got life pretty good, and even when bad things happen to me, I don't have to get all upset, and I can be troubled at times. Come on, I can be unhappy at times, but I can still have that joy that the sun's going to come up in the morning.
Okay.
And all else being equal, I got it pretty good. So to me, and again, we could have this discussion because I think you could defend that happiness is the longer lasting and the deeper of the two. I'm going to err on the side of joy being that. But again, in this book, they differentiate between joy and fear. And I just want to read.
All right.
And let our listeners and viewers decide what they want to do. But check this out. Our brains are natural amplifiers. They are good at taking low-level sounds and making them bigger. Sometimes the brain amplifies joy, and sometimes it amplifies fear. If we are not intentional about training our brain to bring joy into focus, it will always default to focusing on fear. I found that interesting, and let me keep going here.
Okay, all right.
Appreciation trains the attention system in our brains to scan for the good stuff in life and pay attention to joyful things. Fear trains our brain to focus on ways to minimize the danger in our lives. It abandons joy and amplifies damage control. Over time, they go on to say, often without realizing it, our brains learn whether joy or fear is more important to us. If it realizes we are more concerned with what there is to fear, it amplifies all the fears and potential fears in our environment. If it learns that we value joy, it begins to amplify what there is in life to appreciate. I just found that fascinating. You know, when we were young, Scott, well, when I was young anyway, you're still young.
Oh, please.
We used to be told, you'll remember this, that you have a certain number of brain cells. What you have is what you get, and you don't grow new brain cells. Do you remember, seriously, do you remember hearing that?
Yeah, a little bit, sure.
Totally bogus. The whole study of neuroplasticity now, we create new brain cells. We create new pathways in our brains so we can rewire and form new habits and do life differently, but it takes effort.
Well, some people that I know need to create more. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Scott. We'll talk about that off air.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But I think they're onto something here. And there's a reason to be, I don't want to say fearful, but concerned. I mean, life can be scary at times. We need to take precautions, especially driving with New Mexicans. I tried not to say that, but oh well. There's reasons for concern, but why live a life based on fear? Why not train our brains to focus on the good, look for the good? We're more likely going to find it. But again, that takes effort. Because the default, as they say, and I agree, is to the protective first. And some would say that's evolutionary. Some would say whatever. It is what it is. I don't like that expression. Oh. It is what it is.
Okay.
So train yourself to look for the good, to have more joy in your life, and I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Okay. I like that advice.
Thank you, Scott.
Very good advice.
Joyful Sandbox.
That's it. Joyful Sandbox this week.
That's right.
But we'll be back next week. Will we be just as joyful?
I hope so.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Right.
We'll see you next week, everyone. Thank you, Ron. It's Ron Price with me this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.